This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The standoff between 70,000 grocery workers in California and three major supermarket chains has entered its fourth month. A resolution to the labor dispute appears no closer than on day one. Informal negotiations have broken off, and no new talks are scheduled. Wages and health insurance remain the sticking points. Both sides say they're in the fight for the long haul. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
Wall Street analysts recently predicted that both sides would have to budge from their corners in the dispute. Healthcare benefits for striking and locked-out workers were running out, while losses for the three supermarket chains were topping the $1 billion mark. Informal talks between the two sides last weekend seemed to give that theory some weight, but negotiations broke down without any resolution. Out on the picket line in front of one of the grocery chains in Los Angeles yesterday, bakery clerk Sherelle Crosley says morale is low.
People are really starting to get stressed out and fed up about it because they got a lot of bills they got to pay, and they're out here and not making any money really out here. We're just trying to show our support. A lot of us, you know, went ahead and got other jobs on the side, you know, but not really paying them much. You got to start from the bottom again, you know.
The supermarket chains say they need to cut costs to compete with non-union discounters like Walmart, which are planning to move into the Southern California market this year. They want a two-tier wage system that would pay new hires less, and they want employees to start sharing the costs of their health care benefits. Yvonne Gappison, who's worked for Vaughn's Supermarket for 14 years, says she has to start getting a paycheck soon and is willing to make some compromises, but only if the supermarkets meet the union halfway. She says she feels like this fight has gotten bigger as the strike has worn on, and it now has national implications.
A lot of people are looking at us as an example. Other unions are going to, you know, if we don't set the example, they're going to fall also. So I hope we persevere and come out with something halfway decent.
National union leaders say the Southern California dispute is the biggest union battle in the country today, and it's a fight they can't afford to lose. The supermarket chains appear to have similar resolve. Retail management consultant George Whalen says the grocers have to hold the line here if they're going to survive once Walmart comes to town.
Traditional supermarkets, at least in California, are highly unionized, well-paid workers, and at a very different way of doing business, you know, offering lots of selection and lots of service and all that sort of stuff. And you have a competitor comes in who can sell essentially the same kinds of merchandise for substantially less because their costs are less, then you've got to do something to compete with that.
Whalen adds, however, that the companies may have to budge from their hardline stance, too. He says shareholders will only wait so long as losses build at these publicly held companies. Apparently, shareholder patience is holding. Yesterday, Wall Street seemed to yawn at the news of the failed weekend negotiations. Shares on all three chains moved only slightly. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.